Alan Zweibel is having lunch at the Friars Club, a Midtown Manhattan enclave of comedians and entertainers. He's been coming here since the early 1980s, when he left his first full-time job as a writer for Saturday Night Live. Zweibel is at home here, in jeans and sneakers, and eating a turkey club. He's sitting in the Frank Sinatra dining room. The carpet is red, the lighting casts a golden glow, and the walls are covered with portraits of comedians roasted by the Friars Club on nights filled with zingers and one-liners, many of which he wrote. The next room over, with a marble bar and dark wood walls, is called the Billy Crystal Room.
It's like my friend Billy Crystal keeps on saying, you just got to keep rowing.
Zweibel is still rowing, still moving. He's been busy as a writer since the early 1970s, when he graduated from the University at Buffalo and returned home to Long Island. By day, he worked in a deli. At night, he wrote jokes and sold them for $7 apiece to Catskills comedians. He also performed them at open mics in Manhattan, as he recalled last summer at a National Comedy Center event in Jamestown.
I wrote a joke where I said they have a new thing now called sperm banks, which is just like an ordinary bank, except here, after you make a deposit, you lose interest.
Zweibel carpooled into the city with Crystal, who back then was an unknown comic trying to break in. Crystal recalled those days in a recent phone interview.
I remember I had a Volkswagen, and he's a large man. So it was at times challenging to get his head inside the car.
Imagine the car rides back then. They were full of quips like that one. Zweibel and Crystal gave each other feedback and support and built a friendship that has lasted more than 40 years.
It's a scary thing when you first start out. And it was great to have basically a partner in the loneliness.
They weren't lonely for long. Crystal, of course, went on to become one of the most famous comedians and actors in recent history. Zweibel left his mark, too. One night in one of those clubs, a man approached him. Here's Zweibel back in Jamestown.
He goes, you know, you're the worst comedian I've ever seen. So I said, thank you, I really need to hear this now. This could help. And he says, but the material's good. Did you write it? I said, yeah. He said, can I see more of it? And I was so desperate, I didn't even ask who this was. At this point, we were showing it to like a garden, you know?
That man was Lorne Michaels, and he was recruiting writers for a TV show he was creating, Saturday Night Live. Zweibel became one of the original SNL writers, working closely with stars like Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, and Gilda Radner. He created some of the show's most memorable early characters, and he continued that success after leaving. Zweibel began writing books and working in television and movies, collaborating with people like Gary Shandling, Larry David, and David Steinberg. But he had failures, too.
You know, Babe Ruth struck out.
Right.
You know. So there are a certain amount of foul tips along the way. And, you know, does it bury you, or you make fun of it?
When Zweibel does speaking events, he often pulls an article from his wallet. It's a copy of the critic Roger Ebert's review of Zweibel's movie North, which is about a young boy who leaves home. Here's Zweibel reading it in Jamestown.
I hated this movie. Hated it.
Zweibel's only choice is to keep on laughing and telling stories. He wakes up at 5:30 every morning in his New Jersey home and begins writing. Crystal, remembering their work together on the Tony Award-winning Broadway show 700 Sundays, says Zweibel rarely stops working.
Every show.
There is always more. After lunch here at the Friars Club, he's going to step into another room, maybe the one named after Crystal, and work on a new Broadway show or make notes for his upcoming memoir. Later, Zweibel is heading across town for dinner with Brooke Shields.
I don't know any artist who says, okay, I've done it. This has been fun, and thank you. Goodbye. Good night, everybody.
No, they don't say that. They just keep on rowing. In New York City, this is Tim Olshai of the Buffalo News on WBFO.